Good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of March 26, 2015. This is Margie Wilkinson, Chair of the Board.
Can you speak up? Speak up, please.
And because,
hi, Steve Brown here.
Because I am serving as IED, I'm asking Vice Chair Lydia Brazon to chair the meeting. Lydia.
Thank you. So first, do we have any timekeepers? Anyone
Brenda,
volunteer?
I'll volunteer.
Excuse me, we have to do the formal roll. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Moving right ahead. Janet, hey.
Yes. Okay, Alan, KPFT.
Alan is present.
Alan, present. Argueta, KPFK.
Argueta's here.
Argueta, present. Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Burden, present. Nizam, KPFK. Nizam.
Oh, here.
Nizam, present. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Present.
Jim Brown, present. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Steve Brown here.
Steve Brown, present. Casanavi, KPFT. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
President.
Diaz, president. Edward Speaker, KPFA. Fuentes, KPFA. Kaufman, KPFK. Coburn, KPFA is present. Lane Ewart, KPFAI affiliate.
Present.
Lane Ewart, present. Mark, KPFT.
Mark is present.
Mark is present. Medina, KPFK.
Present.
Medina, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WQR affiliate. Reiter, KPFT. Robert, WBAI.
Present.
Robert's present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Present.
Wilkinson, present. One moment.
Kim, I didn't hear my name. Did I miss something?
Kaufman, KPFK, is present.
And Jose Luis Fuentes is present.
Fuentes, KPFA, is present. Those who did not respond are Casanavi, Coleman, Edward Tiekert, Rabin, Reiter. So we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Madam, excuse me. This is Raul Salvador, CFO, present also.
Sorry, I once again. Thank you, Salvador, present.
Question, Benito?
Yes?
Did you say Mark Roberts is here or not here?
Roberts is present and Mark is present.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Now, Brenda volunteered to be a timekeeper. And let's see, we need one for the speaker and one for the agenda items. Are you willing to do both for now, Brenda?
Yes, I'll look at the agenda right now and keep time of the agenda items and the speaker.
Thank you. Okay, and let's move on to excused absences. Were there any requests for excused absences?
Janet Coleman sent me an email and said that she was working and would be late, but that she would be on the call eventually.
Thank you. Okay, so no excused absences. So now we're going to go on to agenda approval.
This is Margie.
Yes, Margie.
I approve. I move approval of the agenda.
Alan, for the stack.
Hold on a second. Is there a second?
I'll second my vote.
Benito, second.
Okay. Okay, so now I heard,
Alan.
I need a sec. Alan.
Tony.
Serene.
Tony.
Tony.
And Serene. Okay. Alan, Tony, Serene.
Janet Kay, may I just mention something about an updated agenda?
Yes. Go ahead.
There were several people who wanted agenda items added after I had sent out the draft agenda earlier today. I added two agenda items since then and sent out an updated draft agenda, so I'm not sure if you all saw that. But
could you briefly tell us what the I don't have it in front of me. What were the items you added?
I added under new business basic fiscal information motion from Teresa Allen, and then under old business sideband motion from the WBAI LSB from Roberts.
Sorry, question please.
Green.
Okay, I don't have access email access right now, so can you tell me where on the agenda you put this new and old business? You know, based on the old
business. May I respond?
Yes.
Okay, so first the call to order and a number of housekeeping kinds of things.
Fine.
Then item two is the CPB authorization. Then item three is new business, where the basic fiscal information motion is. Mm-hmm. And then item four is old business, where the sideband motion is. And so the new business item was given 10 minutes, and the sideband motion zero at this point, and then adjourned by 9:30 Eastern time.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, you're on.
That's all. I had not seen the updated. That's what I want on there, the fiscal information.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
Okay, Kim.
When did the end of this meeting move up to, past 12:30, or 9:30 here? There was a time certain of midnight, so when did it get moved to midnight 30?
No.
I think that's what Janet said.
No. May I?
ET, yes, 9:30 ET.
So, yes, this meeting started close to 8:30 Eastern time, and it's scheduled to end at 9:30 Eastern time.
Okay, thank you.
Point of information, too.
Okay, Teresa.
My point of information is we're still on agenda
approval.
But I was wondering if we were going to have any report from the IED or the CFO.
We didn't schedule any reports. I'm gonna report on a couple of things in executive session, but I didn't prepare a report for this meeting.
Okay. Let's see. Tony, you're next, and then Margie, I believe.
Yes, I was just going to make an amendment to the agenda. I do think we need to go ahead and confirm the in-person meeting date so that we can begin to get tickets and go ahead and organize that. I think I would like to add that to the agenda after minute approval. For at least 5-10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Benito.
Janet Kay, would you email that, please?
Sure.
Okay. Is there any objection? Okay. So 5 minutes following the minute approval we're adding confirming the in-person meeting date. Okay, Margie?
I don't think I asked for the floor.
It wasn't Margie, it was Serene, and it was about the
SCA motion. I'm sorry, Serene?
Yeah, it's fine. It was about the SCA motion, which is apparently on the newest version of the agenda.
Okay. So,
point of information.
Benito?
Yeah, there's...
the question?
I think Janet mentioned it, but there's 0 minutes allocated to Serene's motion. So I don't understand what that means.
Okay, usually that's when someone sends a motion, if they don't put the time for this particular meeting on their request to add to the agenda, when they move it up, then they can allot a time still.
Serene, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Serene, okay, Serene.
Yeah, actually, it was 10 minutes on the original, you know, we've had it around for a while, and I think Janet said it was 10 minutes this time as well. I don't have access. Doesn't it say 10 minutes?
No, it has 0 minutes.
Oh, I thought she said Teresa's was 0. Okay, mine is 10. Thanks.
I think. Janet Kay, you want to clarify?
Well, kind of what had been understood from my understanding is that if an agenda item is added or requested to be added before the meeting starts, if it's a new business, then it's given 10 minutes. But if it's a previously noticed motion, it's given 0 minutes at the time that it's added. But just to keep in mind that the adjournment time for this meeting is 9:30, and so if you add up the minutes of all of the agenda items, I don't know if that will fit in, because the executive session is scheduled for 9:30.
This is Serene.
Serene?
Okay, so I would ask that it be 10 minutes, and our practice actually had been that unless someone specified otherwise, whether it was new or old business, that the item was given 10 minutes. So maybe we need to clarify that moving forward. But I would also move to change the adjournment time to 10 p.m. Because it is now it's almost 9 o'clock. It's 8:53 here.
Point of information.
Okay, wait, hold on just a moment, Teresa. Let me clarify this. Okay, so there is an agenda item. Are you moving your agenda item, Serene, up and giving it 10 minutes, leaving it in new business and giving it 10 minutes? Is that it?
I thought you said it was an old business. I'm sorry,
old
I'm working
business.
At a deficit because I don't have the...
Okay, old business, leaving it in old business and giving it 10 minutes, is that correct?
Yes, and can you tell me when it would be appropriate for us to actually... if we need to vote on the policy that everything gets 10 minutes unless the maker specifies otherwise.
Are you making a motion to that effect?
I'm asking when it would be appropriate for me to make such a motion. I've never seen something on an agenda with 0 minutes. And our practice has been for the past
Brenda
year.
For a point of clarification.
Okay. So here's the problem. Is that
Brenda for the point of clarification.
Okay, hold on just a second. Is that there are too many, Serene, you're moving too many things at once. So let's take one at a time because I heard you do that. I heard you move a different adjournment time or extend an adjournment time. And so you're moving, are you going to move the motion in old business up to a particular place for tonight or just leave it where it is?
I'm fine with it remaining.
You just want 10. I see. You just want the 10 minutes there.
What do we do with the 0 minutes?
No, isn't you? Didn't you just move? Make a motion to make it 10.
I clarify, Chair? This is Brenda.
Yes. Okay, Brenda.
Okay. The reason why we put and Janet can correct me if I'm wrong. the purpose of putting agenda items and then putting 0 minutes is that we recognize that it's on the agenda, but there may not be sufficient time within the time allotted in order to be able to cover it. It's still on the agenda, so if we do get to it and we spend less time on other particular agenda items, then we can take it up, given with the time that's left. That's the reason for 0 minutes, is recognizing that the agenda item is there to take it up on the in the next meeting, or if time allows, in the current meeting.
Point of information.
Okay, wait, hold on just one moment, please. Right now what's on the floor is a motion to allow 10 minutes to the motion that has been on the agenda and Serene re-noticed regarding the sideband. That's what's on the floor. And I have Teresa, and who asked it for the point of information?
Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay, Janice, what is your question?
I'd like to know when there was a procedural change for the agenda to move from time-specific for each item to zero. Maybe I missed it in a previous meeting.
Can I answer? This is Brenda.
I think Brenda already answered, but okay, Brenda, but very briefly.
Madam Chair, I'm not asking why it happened. I'm asking when did that become the norm?
Since we got elected secretary and recording secretary, respectively.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that piece of information. Excuse me.
Okay, so, and for your information, Serena also had said she is going to possibly make a motion to the effect that regarding that issue. But at the moment, Teresa, you want to speak to adding 10 minutes to the sideband motion? That's what's on the floor.
Janet Kay, is there a second to this motion?
I'm sorry. Teresa didn't ask for the floor, and the sideband motion is mine. This is Serene.
Teresa did ask for the floor.
For the
and
sideband
so
motion?
I'm asking her if her intent was to speak to this motion.
I'm not speaking to this motion, but it does perhaps fold into this issue. There were two motions that came from the Archives Task Force, and I would have thought they would be somewhere in the open session meeting. They came out, I guess about 2 weeks.
Okay, that's a different issue. Right now,
so
what's
where
on the floor?
Are?
Yeah, right. That I'll keep you on the stack. But right now, what's we have a point. Okay, we had Janice's question answered, and Serene, did you want to speak to this before? And we still need a second for it, by the way. But go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I have a parliamentary inquiry. It's 9:00. This session is set to adjourn in 30 minutes, which doesn't give us time to do anything. We have 10 minutes worth of minutes approval and the CPD thing for 15. So I would like to move the SCA motion be 10 minutes. Teresa's motion is 10 minutes. Tony's in-person thing is 10 minutes. We need at least an hour.
Okay,
so
Serene, that's a separate...
So let me finish my question. So please tell me in what order I need to make the amendments so that the SCA gets its 10 minutes, but we make sure we get these things at least done. Because I think we need to extend the open session.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to make that determination. It's not a parliamentary inquiry per se. I want to know first if there's a second, and then I'll hear from Janet Kay. Is there a second for Serene's motion to allow 10 minutes for her item?
Benito.
He's second. Okay. Janet Kay?
Well, this meeting was noticed for one issue, the CPB authorization, and that's why it was scheduled for 1 hour, just for your information.
Okay. First... Is there any objection to allowing 10 minutes for the motion about the sideband motion?
I object.
Who is that?
That's Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Alan, KPFT.
Alan passes.
Alan passes. Argueta, KPFK.
Point of procedure, please. Alan here. Secretary of State, what we're voting on?
We're voting to add 10 minutes, which is currently 0 minutes, for the item of the sideband motion for WBAI, which is on, under old business on the agenda.
Okay, may I continue with
yes,
the roll
please.
Call?
Yes,
okay,
please.
Argueta passes, right? Burden.
Yeah, I'll suggest it.
Sorry?
I'll suggest it, fine.
Argueta says yes, a vote yes. Burden, WBAI?
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Cass Navy?
Vote yes.
Cass Navy votes yes. Coleman? Diaz, WPFW.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tickert.
Yes.
KPFA. Edwards Tickert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
I vote yes, and I have to get off the call momentarily.
Fuentes votes yes. Kaufman, KPFK.
I abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn. KPFA passes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
I vote no.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina, KPFK.
I vote yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Reiter, KPFT. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Alan, you passed. Teresa Allen?
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. And Coburn abstains. Did I miss anyone? All right, let me count. Hold on. I have 13 yes, 3 no, 2 abstain, and Razan, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
Razan abstains. So it's 13 yes, 3 no, 3 abstentions, passes.
Serene, please.
Okay, Serene?
Okay. I would like to move that we continue the open session until 10 p.m.
Okay.
What?
Is there a second?
Benito.
Okay, Serene.
If it needs motivation, it's simply that mathematically we can't do anything else.
Okay, thank you. Are there any objections?
Is there a second? Could we just...
Yes, Benito seconded.
Okay, sorry.
Are there any objections? Okay. So the meeting will continue until 10 p.m. Okay. Is it Teresa, are you still on the stack for your... Teresa?
I just have a point of information.
Sure.
So this is like a special meeting...
Yes.
Okay, so the issue of the two motions which came from the Archives Committee will come up at our next regularly scheduled meeting. They're on that agenda?
Yes, well, I'm not going to get into all of the differences between the special and regular meetings, but that's for a different date. But at any given time, you can move things up on the agenda, although you have to be cognizant of the fact that we had this specially noticed to address the CPB authorization.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And if there's nothing else, let's move on to minutes approval, please. And
Margie for the floor.
Margie?
I move approval of all of the minutes that were submitted.
Are you taking them one by one or
well,
all of them?
I want us to approve them all, but if we have to vote on them one by one, that's all right with me.
Is there a second? And are we clear?
Brian seconds.
And Brian, is your intent to second moving them all at once?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, is there any objection? Are there any?
Yes, Marilyn, I have two.
Yes.
Okay. And does anybody want to motivate one way or the other?
Well, this is Margie. I'll agree to separate. What do you call it?
Divide
the motion so that we vote on the minutes one by one.
Okay. Let's take the draft minutes. These are draft PMB open meeting minutes for May 8, 2014. Margie, are you going to move each one separately?
No, I don't think I have to.
Okay. Okay, is there any objection to the approval of the minutes for May 8, 2014? Open session. These are all open.
Carolyn, have a good question, please.
Sure. Carolyn?
When are these minutes first presented to the CNB?
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Carolyn would like to know when the minutes were first sent to the PMB to review. They weren't all at the same time.
I can try answering. The three from, the first three from 2014 were sent by Roberts a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. I don't have the exact date. Maybe she does. And the fourth one for the open session on February 26th this year, I sent them today at 1 o'clock.
Right now,
4 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, so the May 8, 2014 meeting minutes, draft minutes, were sent approximately 3 weeks ago. Someone can look that up, and that's what we're voting on right now is May 8, 2014. Are there any objections?
And may I just say that I attached those three, the three 2014 minutes, a draft minute, that Serene had posted to the PNB weeks ago. I attached them to the draft agenda today as well.
Okay,
so I attached
thank
four
you.
Sets of minutes.
Yes, thank you. Are there any objections to the May 8th, 2014? Pardon?
Mark has a question.
I mean, who is
on the first date?
Is that Robert?
Yes, Robert Mark.
Oh, yes. Please, go ahead, Robert.
On the first page of the minutes, it says there was a vote on calling the question, closing debate and calling the question, and the vote did not get two-thirds majority, and yet it was decided that the debate was closed. Can somebody explain that to me?
Serene?
Oh, the minutes are a report of what happened. If he's questioning what happened, that's a different matter.
Okay. What do we recommend?
I was seeking information. Does the PNB have different rules than Robert's rules, I guess, is the question.
Point of information.
Yeah, who is that?
That's Janice.
Okay. Janice?
I'm trying to understand what's the difference between... I don't understand the need.
He's asking because to close debate or when you call the question, it requires two-thirds.
Yes, I understand that. And the minutes don't reflect whether or not that took place.
That is what he is stating. Is that correct, Robert?
I believe that's what he's
saying. The vote was 11-7, and it needed 14 votes in order to close debate. So I'm asking, is there a different rule at the PNB than the LSBs where we're bound by Roberts?
No, there isn't a different vote, and I assume either no one challenged it, or I guess we could go back and listen to the audio. The one thing, Robert, that you should know is that minutes can be amended even after they have been approved. You can come back and amend them if you have the opportunity to go back and listen to the audio. That has happened from time to time for sure. But we will consider that an objection and need to call the roll. Are there any more corrections or comments?
You don't need to call it an objection. It was a request for information. I got my information. You all follow Robert's rules. I'm going to assume that since I wasn't there and some of you were, it's possible after the question was called that nobody had anything more to say and you went forward. But I'm not objecting to the minutes because I wasn't there. I was just curious if there was a rule
right.
I didn't know about.
No, we still stick to that rule. Or try to.
Brenda, with the point of procedure?
Yes. Brenda?
Were there any, I can't look at the minutes right now, but were there any abstentions?
No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, abstentions are not present in voting. Okay.
Because that could have been...
No, they wouldn't have been counted. But anyway, okay, so let's move on. Since Robert has stated his is not an objection, are there any objections to approving the May 8th, 2014 draft PNB open meeting minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Next is May 22nd, 2014 minutes. Are there any objections to passing the May 22nd, 2014 draft PNB open meeting minutes?
Burden here. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, and just to let you know, Serene emailed these minutes on March 4th.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So this is for the May 22nd. Second. All right. Alan, KPFT. Alan? Argueta, KPFK.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
Abstain.
Burden abstain. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Point of information.
Excuse me.
What date are we voting on?
May 22nd, 2014.
Oh, I have an objection to this. I absolutely have an objection to these.
Excuse me, we're calling the roll.
I will do an actual call. I absolutely have an objection.
That's fine. Then all right. You know how to vote. Go ahead. Please proceed, Madam Secretary.
Okay, Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Steve Brown was not in attendance, having not been a member at that time. I cannot vote.
So you are not voting? Are you abstaining? Or
I must abstain.
Steve Brown abstains. Kath Navy, KPFT.
Vote yes.
Kath Navy votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Teekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Teekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes, KPFA. Oh, he said he had to leave, right. Mm-hmm. Kaufman, KPFK.
Well, no. No.
Kaufman votes
okay.
No. Cobran, KPFA, passes
Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
Sorry, abstain.
Lane Ewart abstains. Mark, KPFT.
I, too, have to abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina, KPFK.
Pass.
Medina passes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WQR affiliate. Reiter, KPFT. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Allen, KPFT.
I am somewhat confused. We are voting. I'm looking at the agenda and what we just approved. We are voting on what?
We're voting on the minutes from May 22nd, 2014.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you very, very much. I'll just abstain.
Sure. So just to clarify, there was a comment that if you weren't on the board, you wouldn't be able to vote on it. If you there's also the option that if you listen to it online, you may feel you can vote on it. May 22nd, 14. Janet, can you continue, please?
Yes. Cobrin passed, and Cobrin votes yes. Medina?
Abstain.
Medina abstains. Okay, let me count. One moment.
Tashinari, I'm sorry.
I have you voting yes.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to get back from mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hold on. I have 9 yes, 1 no, 7 abstain. Chair, would you like to vote?
I abstain.
Fazan abstains. So 9 yes, 1 no, 8 abstentions. So this passes.
I'm sorry, could I get Castaneda's vote? I didn't catch that.
Castaneda voted yes.
This is Kim.
So,
okay, then I have 10, 1, 8.
Okay, one moment. All right, so I have yes as those who voted yes, Agueta, Brown, Jim Brown, Castaneda, Diaz, Edwards, Tiekert, Cobrin, Norman, Roberts, and Wilkinson. Brenda, do you have anything, any additional makes it 10? If that's 9.
No, then I guess I counted wrong. Is there... I'm sorry. I have... Sorry, I was mistaken. Thanks.
All right, let me just say... All right, Kaufman voted no. And then for abstentions, I have Allen, Burden, Brazan, Steve Brown, Lane Ewart, Mark, Medina, and Tucker. And that's 8.
I accidentally counted. Hopefully he sent this for some reason.
Okay.
So I apologize.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So the next, I'm sorry, Kim, did you have a...
Well, yeah, I have a change. You say it can be done anytime. I'd like to do it right now. It won't take long.
Okay, go ahead.
So it says in here on page, what page?
Point
page
of
412. Edwards,
what minute?
It's May 22nd, 2014.
That's right.
Edwards,
I'm sorry, Chair. Kim Kaufman.
Kaufman,
Kaufman has the floor.
There's 13 minutes that were allotted for minutes, and it's 13 minutes. Okay, I move to extend 5 minutes.
Is there a second?
A second, Burden.
Are there any objections?
I'll read you a paragraph. Edwards Tiekert moved that Kim Kaufman be entered into the minutes for repeated disruption of the meeting. Chair enters Kim Kaufman into the minutes as continually speaking out of order and not waiting to be recognized before she speaks. And what Robert says about this is that naming of an offender in case of obstinate or grave breach of order by a member, the chair can, after repeated warnings, name the offender, which amounts to preferring charges, and should be resorted to only in extreme circumstances. Before taking such action, when it begins to appear that it may become necessary, the chair should direct the secretary to take down objectionable or disorderly words used by the member.
Okay, thank you.
This direction by the chair and the words taken down pursuant to it are entered in the minutes only if the chair finds it necessary to name the offender. So you have a naming, but you don't have the words that support the claim by Mr. Edwards Tekert. So I object to that being in there.
Okay. Is there a second to... Is that... That's an amendment.
Yes, I
okay.
second it.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yes.
As long as it's not debate. What's your question, Carolyn?
The citation or the notes from Roberts that Catherine just read indicate that there have to be early warnings.
Okay, that's a statement. That's not a question. Thank you. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll,
please? Janet Kay, I have a question.
Finish, please.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay, so I would like to know what exactly... Excuse me, I have the floor... I believe there's some...
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Chair, who has the floor?
Okay. Janet Kay has the floor. And Kim, can you send your amendment?
No, Burden was interrupted, and I was not allowed to finish my final information. I had a question.
What is your question, Carolyn? I didn't hear your question. I heard...
You didn't let me. You interrupted me. My question is, were the warnings to the offending member... recorded? Were there any, number one, and were they, I didn't hear them recorded in the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, so let me be clear about what amending the minutes are. We don't rehash the entire meeting. If you happen to know or believe that something did or did not happen and that you want that included in text in the minutes, then please, that's what you can articulate and you can amend the minutes. We are not reconvening the previous meeting to redo a meeting. So let's just be clear about that. If you have something to amend in the minutes, that's the only thing that I'm allowing, is to please send it by email so that we can all be clear what you're amending about the minutes, not about how the meeting was conducted. That's a different issue. Janet Kay,
may I ask my question now?
Yes.
And then Kim.
Yes, Janet Kay.
Right. So,
I may, Brenda, let me know when the 5 minutes are up on this item. Okay, go ahead, Janet Kay.
So, what I would like to know is what does Kim want to either add or remove or change in these minutes?
Yes,
to amend
them.
That's what I am asking for. And
yes,
I
we all
heard
are.
That or. It.
Yes. Kim?
I am asking for the Edwards Tekert move that Kim Kaufman, blah, 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 paragraph be removed. And I'm the only thing that's taking me time is writing up the Roberts to support that this is not proper for it to be in the minutes.
Okay, but if it happened, it can be in the minutes, but
no, it cannot, according to Robert's rules, because there is no language of the incident, which is what is required for it to be in the minutes, according to Robert's.
Okay. Please.
Chairman.
And Madam Secretary, can you call the roll, please?
And we expire the time on the
file. Brown, may I have a word?
Yes, is that Robert?
Steve Brown, may I speak?
Yes, a minute.
I'm a new board member, and I notice that board members speak out of turn all the time, and nothing much is made of it. And now it seems that there's a persecution of this particular member, which doesn't seem to be fair. I see a double standard. I'm reminded of, you know, Chelsea Manning getting 30 years and General Petraeus getting nothing. I don't see what this is getting, this persecution.
Okay.
Of a member.
Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Alan, KPFT. Argueta, KPFK.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we voting on the amendment to amendment to remove
to okay, let me clarify. A vote, if you vote yes, you vote to amend the minutes according to what Kim has articulated.
No, according to Robert's rules. According to Robert's rules, Lydia, that's the difference.
But you are making an amendment.
Based on Robert's rules. For it to be him there.
I vote for the Kaufman amendment, yes.
Thank you.
This is Janet Kay, sorry.
Yes,
I don't see what the amendment is.
Yes, but she's writing it out with Robert's rules.
Okay.
If you could please proceed with the roll call.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry. So Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK.
No.
Argueta votes no. Burden, WBAI.
No.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WPFW.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Kes Navy, KPFT.
No.
Kes Navy votes no. Coleman, not here. Diaz, WPFW.
No.
Diaz votes no. Edward Tickert, KPFA.
No.
Edward Tickert votes no. Fuentes is not here. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes, I vote to follow Robert's rules. Thank you very much.
Kaufman votes yes. Coburn abstains. Lane,
Coburn, you would like to change your vote, please?
Carolyn?
Yes, Burden, I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Burden votes yes. Lane Ewart, KIAI affiliate. Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
I still have to abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina, KPFK.
No.
Medina votes no. Norman, WPFW.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin, WVQR affiliate.
Writer. By the way, Rabin just texted that he's on the highway and will be on the call presently.
Okay. Thank you. Writer, KPFT. Roberts, WBAI.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstains.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Let me count. I have 5 yes, 9 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, would you like to vote?
Yes, I'll vote no.
Alan for the
no.
Staff.
Excuse me, please.
Okay, there's no stack yet, Tracy.
No.
Water, Brown here, Steve Brown.
Excuse me.
Okay, there's
me.
No stack yet.
May I continue?
You need
Brazan votes no, which means the vote count now is 5 yes, 10 no, 3 abstentions.
Okay, because we are out of time, we are actually past time. We're moving on to the vote for the
order. Brown, please.
Is that Steve?
Steve
the order
Brown.
Of the day, I'm sorry, Chair. It's 8:30, 6:30 West Coast time, 9:30 East Coast time.
Uh-huh.
But we did extend to 10 p.m.
Okay. No, but on this item, on the minutes approval, we're at time, even with the 5-minute extension. So that expired. So we're calling the question. But, Steve, you have a
point of order. Yes. Seems to me that there's a parliamentary dispute here that cannot be settled by a vote of the board. Either it's right or wrong. If Kim is correct that this vote, that the entry in the minutes violates the Robert's Rules of Order, then the board cannot simply vote that it's okay. So this vote would seem to be out of order unless we get a parliamentary ruling on whether it violates Robert's rules or not. Although you can't vote that it's raining when it's not raining. Just because you have a majority.
Anita, there is no agenda item. He's making a comment, which I'm allowing graciously.
Well, it's a point of order.
It's a point of order.
This vote is irrelevant. It's not. It can't be made. It's moot. It's out of order.
Who is that speaking?
Steve Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brown. I will rule that it is in order, and you can certainly challenge the ruling of the chair, and we can go to a vote.
There would seem no point.
I challenge the ruling of the chair. I want to hear an explanation.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I want to hear an explanation for why there's no decision on Robert's rule.
Point of order, please.
I'm sorry. Who's speaking?
Serene, with a point of order.
Yes, Serene.
I would ask the chair to remind members to wait until they're recognized before they begin speaking.
Okay.
Burden, register to be recognized, please.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yes. Question, Brian?
Brian? Wait, Carolyn speak and then Brian.
Thank you. The question of parliamentary procedure, by our bylaws, we are bound to follow Robert's rules. I think if we're going to vote not to follow them, it would take, it's effectively a bylaws amendment. I don't think we can do that by a simple vote.
Thank you.
Alan, for the
we
stack.
We need two-thirds vote.
Benito to the stack.
Wait.
Point of information.
Everybody settle down. We're at time. If you want to spend the rest of the night on this item, you're not going to because we're at time. But Brian?
This is a question. What rule of order is Steve alleging that we're breaching, and what's he suggesting the remedy is? What's the effect if his point is upheld?
The remedy I was suggesting was we get a parliamentary ruling on whether Kim is
from
correct.
Who?
We have a parliamentarian, I assume, for the National Board.
We do not have a parliamentarian for the National Board, but we
and
do have a
parliamentarians also don't issue rulings, they issue advice.
That's right. And there's a challenge to the chair, so if the secretary can please call the roll.
Oh, point of order. Point of order.
We're at time. We're at time on the item.
Point of order.
What is your point?
Well, you have to support your ruling and saying to give a reason for why you're allowing this when we challenge the chair.
Well, I don't have to do anything.
Well,
that's made.
I made my ruling that I believe that what Steve said is out of order, and that is my ruling and my explanation. And so, if we can please, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
I have not challenged the chair. This is Steve Brown. I'm sorry to interrupt.
But Carolyn did.
I did not challenge the chair.
But Carolyn did, and we're at time. So I'm calling.
But I don't know who seconded. Who seconded?
Who seconded Carolyn's calling of the ruling of the chair?
Kaufman will.
Kaufman. Okay, thank you. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
So a vote of yes means
you
upholding the ruling, and no means
that's
not.
Correct. Please call the roll.
Alan, KPFT.
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Agueta, KPFK.
Yes for upholding the chair.
Agueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI.
Burden votes no.
Burden votes no. Jim Brown, WDFW?
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI?
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Casnavy, KPFT?
Casnavy votes yes.
Casnavy votes yes. Coleman, WBAI? They're not here. Diaz, WPFW?
Ryan, aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Steekert, KPFA.
Yes.
Edward Steekert votes yes. Fuentes, KPFA.
He's not here. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes, we need to follow Robert's rules. I mean, no, yes. I do not. Do I vote here? No. So the vote is no.
No.
Sorry.
Kaufman votes no.
No. We need to follow Robert.
Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate. Lane Ewart?
I'm sorry, I was on mute because I'm in pledge drive mode here, and my answer is no.
Lane Ewart votes no. Mark, KPFT.
Mark abstains.
Mark abstains. Medina, KPFK. Medina passes. Norman, WPFW.
Yes, to opposing the chair.
Norman votes yes. Siegel, WVQR, he's not here yet. Ryder, Roberts, WBAI.
Roberts votes yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. And Medina, you pass.
I'm going to abstain.
Medina abstain. Excuse me, somebody's talking. All right, let me count. I have 9 yes, 5 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. That's 10 yes, 5 no, 3 abstain, and this passes.
Thank you. June 5th, 2014.
No.
Okay. June 5th, 2014. Draft PMB meeting minutes. Yes.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I have to exit the call.
Okay.
So I can no longer
do we have another timekeeper?
This is Brian. I can keep time. We are at time on minutes approval. You can't take up any further minutes.
We're just going to question on the next two sets of minutes, and then we go on to the next agenda item. Thank you. June 5th, 2014.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Teresa?
Didn't we divide the minutes, so should
yes,
we vote on one set?
Yes, yes. We've approved 5-8, 5-22. Now we're on 6-5-14.
Okay, so that we're only going to do 6-5-14, right?
No, and we have one more after that, 2-26-15. We have two sets of minutes left. Thank you. Okay, are there any objections to the minutes from 6-5-14?
I do. Teresa Allen, I object.
Okay, and... no other objections, or did you? Okay.
Shall I call the roll?
Can I, point of information, what's the objection?
Teresa?
The time's up.
My objection is that regarding this, this includes the stuff about Kaufman. We should at least put something in here.
It's the wrong minutes.
Well,
point of order, Brian?
Yes. We're just taking the vote. The time is up.
We're at time.
Yes,
there's
we're at
no time.
We're
argument.
Not. We're not taking stacks on these. Please, if you object, please vote no. You can always send your amendments at a later date. Thank you.
Point. Oh my God.
These are not those minutes, Teresa. That was the last ones we discussed. This is.
And when do
we?
After that discussion, when do we approve those minutes?
What? Okay.
Right we had already approved them.
Okay.
Okay, so June 5th, 2014, Madam Secretary, please take the roll.
June 5th, 2014, yes. Allen, KPFK.
Allen says no.
Allen votes no. Argueta, KPFK.
Hello?
Argueta, KPFK. We're taking a roll call. Argueta, KPFK.
Possibly.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to pass.
Argueta passes. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI. Cass Nave, KPFT.
Votes yes.
Cass Nave votes yes. Coleman, WBAI. This is about approving the June 5th, 2014 draft or the minutes.
She's not on the call.
She is on the call.
I just got on the call, but I'm going to have to I'll have to abstain because I really don't know.
All right,
know
Coleman, what... yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
Coleman
you.
Abstains. Diaz, WPFW.
Aye and aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Teeker, KPFA.
Yes.
Edwards votes, Teeker votes yes. Fuentes, not here. Kaufman, KPFK.
I'm going to vote yes.
Kaufman votes yes.
Sorry, Steve, Colbert. I lost the call just when you were
okay,
about
okay.
my vote.
All right, so I'll get back to you.
Okay.
KPFA, I'm sorry, Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate.
I vote yes.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Abstain.
Mark abstains. Medina is gone from the meeting. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, Robert Rabin here yet? No. Writer, not here. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts, yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Abstains.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Allen, I'm sorry, not Allen. Burden, WBAI. Steve Brown, WBAI.
I was not a member at the time. I'll have to abstain again.
Steve Brown abstains. And let me count. Oh, I'm sorry. Argueta passed.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. All right, let me count. Okay, I have 11 voting yes. No, one, abstain, four. Chair, would you do you want to vote?
I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. That's 12 yes, one no, four abstentions. This passes.
Okay, thank you. The next set of minutes are February 26, 2015. Open meeting minutes for the PMB. Are there any objections?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Teresa?
I guess this would be a parliamentary question, but if there is no time, so there is not even any opportunity for a person to say, I object to something in the minutes, it seems like they have to be postponed.
Okay. It's not required to be postponed. We can move on with its approval. If you have something to amend, you can send an email and we can amend it at a later date. That is allowed. But thank you. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll? No, wait a minute. Is there any objection? Was that an objection, Teresa?
I hate to say this. Even if I abstain, that counts as an objection, right?
If you abstain, we take the roll.
Oh.
It's not an objection, but we take the roll.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't even hear you ask for the question.
Okay. Thank you. If there's no objections, then the minutes are approved for February 26, 2015. Okay. Moving on to the next agenda item, the CPB authorization. And who is taking this? Is it Margie?
No. We had amended attendance through the in-person meeting.
That's right. He's right.
We should be. This is Tony.
Okay.
This is Tony Norman, Chair of the Coordinating Committee. We had several meetings on this issue related to selecting an in-person meeting date. We've done at least two polls, and I sent the results of the most recent poll. We had 11 members that preferred June 11th and 15th. We had 5 members that had no preference for a particular date. Any of the dates worked. All of the dates worked for them. One preferred the June, first weekend in June. One may not be available at the end of May throughout June, and 4 did not respond. So I think it's imperative we go ahead and select the final date so that it'll save money for the organization when we buy tickets and get it all confirmed. So I would make a motion that we approve June 11th through the 15th as an in-person meeting date.
Point of information.
Second.
Janet K.
Marky Wilkinson.
Point of information.
Kim.
Who didn't respond?
What?
I'm sorry.
So they can be called and find out.
Tony. Nobody's compelled. Yep.
Margie.
Oh
please. Tony has this agenda item. Tony.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll respond. I didn't get a response from Serene, Jose Luis, Rodrigo, and Rabin. Those are the 4 I didn't get a response. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so is someone going to second Tony's motion?
It was second.
Okay.
I did.
Brian, second.
Got made second before.
Brian, okay. Adriana seconded. Are there any objections?
Well, yeah, I think this is Kim.
Okay. Kim objects, so Madam... Oh, we're not at time. Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think it's problematic. How many people can't attend that date?
There's only one person that said they couldn't attend that date.
Carol,
5 that we haven't heard from.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Serene for the stack, please.
Okay. I heard Carolyn, then Serene. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, I responded that I didn't know, and I wouldn't know until late, probably in May. So it's not that I did not respond, it's that I didn't respond affirmatively or negatively.
Thank you.
So,
Serene?
No.
Thank
that
you.
That weekend is fine with me.
Thank you. Okay. So, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Sorry, can you please repeat that weekend?
Sure. It's June the 11th, arriving on June the 11th, and departing on June 15th, Monday. So, arriving Thursday evening, June 11th, and departing LA on June 15th, Monday. Afternoon. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Could you call the roll?
May I just ask a question?
You may.
Of Rodrigo Guetta, can he respond to the date? Because he was one of the people who had not responded.
Rodrigo, can you attend a PMB meeting in Los Angeles June 11th to June 15th?
I gotta make sure is that vacation time for the children. I'm gonna be leaving for Chapasio, but I'm not sure which day. I know it's gonna be
doing. We'll be in school.
Oh, okay, fine. Then yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the roll. This is
thank you.
June 11th to 15th. Alan, KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan goes yes. Could everybody please mute? Who's not answering? Argueta, KPFK.
Sorry, my children is crying, but yes.
Okay. Argueta votes yes. Thank you. Burden, WBAI.
We'll have to abstain.
Burden abstains. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Kefnay, KPFT.
Kefnay votes yes.
Kefnay votes yes. Coleman, WBAI.
Coleman, WBAI.
Can you hear me?
Now, do you
vote?
Yeah,
I would like to vote yes, but I think I
Coleman
can.
Vote.
I hold on. I just, I'm just.
Can you just vote, please?
I think I'll have to abstain.
Coleman abstain. Diaz, WPFW. Diaz, please, if you are not being called, please mute.
Sorry. I and I.
Diaz votes yes. Edward Speaker, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edward Speaker abstains. Fuentes, not here. Kaufman, KPFK.
I'm going to abstain.
Kaufman abstains. Coburn, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate. Lane Ewart. Please,
I'm sorry, I have to continue to remind you I'm in pledge drive, and so I mute until I'm asked to do something, and yes, I can make that date.
Lane Ewart votes yes. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina is not here. Norman, WPFW.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin, WBGR, not here yet. Ryder, not here. Roberts, WBAI.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker, WPFW.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. All right, one moment. Okay, I have 13 yes, 0 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Razan votes yes. That's 14-0, 4. This passes.
Okay, thank you. So let's move on to the CPB authorization, Margie.
Okay. So what happened was, let me tell you, people wanted to know why we need this. What this authorization does is it allows the stations and the national office to submit reports to the CPB through a website that requires a login and all of that. The CPB canceled the logins of everyone affiliated with Pacifica, and when we asked why, they said that they felt that there was instability or a lack of clarity about the organization over the past year, and that this was essentially a renewal process. And so we John Kriegler has drafted this resolution, which we have to submit to them, and it requires that we have a vote of the board of directors supporting this resolution.
First of all, I don't think there was a motion, but secondly, the authorization. I'm sorry. The authorization recommendation is part of the.
Janet, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Because I hadn't called on you, Janet, yet. Okay, Margie?
I just want to move that we approve this resolution.
And I second.
Okay.
So, Janet, Kay, may I?
Okay.
There were others who asked for the stack.
Yes. Are you getting on the stack, or is this a...
I'm just clarifying something for the... board, that the recommendation for the authorization is part of the draft agenda that was sent out.
It's attached to the minutes. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Okay, now who was on? Serene and well, Serene seconded, and Tony, and then Serene wanted to be back on the stack.
No, I was just gonna. I wasn't gonna discuss it. I was just gonna make the motion. I know that it wasn't moved. That's what.
I see. Okay, Serene.
And Janet K. I'd like to get
and
back.
And then
on
Janet
the
K. Serene?
Okay, thanks very much. I believe we approved not this precise language, but certainly similar language a meeting a month ago, so I don't think it should be a problem. I just want to make a small amendment to the sixth whereas, where we're talking about the managers and indicate that the PFW should list an interim general manager.
Exactly right. Thank you. I failed to make that
correction. Okay. Thank you. Janet Kay.
Oh, well, but that's an amendment, so do we have a second? And just take care of that before.
Brian seconds.
Any objection? Okay, hearing none, that's corrected. Okay.
Okay, so may I go? Yes. Janet.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, well, first of all, please send that in writing. So I move to extend till, I don't know how much, 5 minutes?
Okay.
More? So
is there a second?
I have a point of information.
Tony, second.
Okay. Serene?
Since the motion is already on the floor and we have to vote on it, why do we need an extension?
Well, that's debate. You're against extending. Okay, so there is an objection. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll to require two-thirds?
May I just motivate
why
I'm... Okay, it's just that in case there is more discussion on the main motion, we might need more time.
Okay.
I'll call the roll. Alan, KPFT. Extend 5 minutes.
Alan, extend 5 minutes. Alan says yes. Is there an objection?
Alan.
Yes, there was an objection. Mm.
Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
This is Serene, Madam Chair.
Yes, Serene.
I didn't say I had an objection. I asked why we needed an extension.
Oh, okay. Is there any objection?
And I explained.
Okay, I realize
I'm
that.
I'm addressing the chair.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Is there
and
any
objection?
And that's
5 minutes from 10 o'clock, right? Not 5 minutes from when it was said, because we already had 4 minutes.
Yes, 5 minutes from 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Chair.
Are there any objections?
I object. I'm sorry we have to take
okay.
a vote. I just
Janet,
I
can you please call the can you please take the roll? Janet K. Madam Secretary?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is I was on mute. To extend 5 minutes after 10. Alan,
right.
KPFT.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta, KPFK. Burden,
yes.
WBA.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden, WBAI. Jim Brown, WPFW.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown, WBAI.
I apologize. I had to step away from the phone. What are we voting on?
Extending
An extension
5 minutes.
Of 5 minutes till 5 after 10.
Yes.
Brown, Steve Brown votes yes. Castanets, KPFC.
No.
Castanets votes no. Coleman, WBAI. Diaz, WPFW.
Pass.
Diaz passes. Edwards, Teichert, KPFA.
Abstain.
Edwards, Teichert, abstains. Fuentes, not here. Kaufman, KPFK.
Yes, I vote yes to extend.
Kaufman votes yes. Cobrin, KPFA votes yes. Lane Ewart, KFAI affiliate. Mark, KPFT.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina not here. Norman, WPSW.
Abstain.
Norman abstains. Rabin, not here yet. Ryder, not here. Roberts, WBAI.
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Tucker, WPSW.
Abstain.
Tucker abstains. Wilkinson, KBFA.
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Let me. Oh, Diaz, he's passed.
Abstain.
Diaz abstains. Okay. Counting. Okay, it's 6 yes, 3 no, 5 abstain. Chair, do you want to wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Berzon votes no. This requires a 2/3. And so it's 6 yes, 4 no, 5 abstain. It fails.
Okay. Thank you. So let's take a vote on... on the main motion. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
And this is the main motion as amended, correct?
That's correct. Main motion as amended.
Is there any objection?
That's a good point. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you very much. And the meeting is adjourned, or the session is adjourned, and we will adjourn to the executive session. Thank you.